from Victoria's racing heartland, the show dedicated to keeping Victoria country racing strong. Welcome to Coffee Country with Harry Coffey, Maggie Payne and Gareth Hall.
Where we belong, country racing strong, it's got it all.
Hello to you, Maggie Payne. Did you survive your busy weekend?
Yes, I did, just. Yes, but no, it was great to get up to Wodonga and we all came home dry and with lots of fun.
We'll have a chat about Wodonga in just a moment, but Harry Coffey joins us. Thanks to the Ultima Hotel. Shane Bennett and the team do a wonderful job there at Ultima, and the connections of savvy acquisition, I would imagine, should have celebrated the Ultima Hotel, because that was some win there in the consolation of the Jericho on a Sunday afternoon there, Harry. It brought a tear to my eye watching that. Couple of Mallee boys living their dream and getting the job done.
We could have had a bit of a party out at Ultima. I think Savvy might have trotted out the Ultima Road a time or two in the Horse and Cup.
Okay.
So it is somewhere that Andrew, I don't know if Savvy's done it, but sometimes Andrew puts his horse and cart in the road and takes the swag and goes and stays out in the paddock near Ultima. So I'm sure he'd be.
Does he really do that?
Yeah, he doesn't mind just having a night away with his horse and cart and swag and a little campfire at one of our relatives' farms near Ultima. So that's what Andrew does. I'm sure he gets reminiscing and thinking about what he'll be doing with Savvy next, but all roads lead to 12 months away. He doesn't have to think much now. He's just got to patch him up and get him back to the Jericho in 12 months. It's quite amazing, really, that the Sav could be the star of the show.
So, Andrew Kelly, we've had him on this show before, Maggie, and I love that interview there from Matty Stewart from racing.com with him after the race. And he did get emotional. Harry can touch on it a little later on as well, but the Jericho's become a day that it's just not just about the races anymore. It's about so much more. It's about remembering the diggers. It's remembering the people that fought for this country, and having a day where you can celebrate them and their sacrifices and remember what they did for our country while enjoying a great day's racing and having something that thoroughbred racing can bring to society, I think, because it can teach the younger generation as well what the people before us did to make this country so great.
Yeah, and it's becoming one of the premier race days thanks to Bill Gibbons and his vision. Yeah. And, you know, there's some meaning behind the race, and not just that race, but the other races on the card that honour all other things. But, yeah, it was amazing. And Harry will be able to tell the story better than me, but the significance that it meant for your family, and that's why Andrew got a bit choked up. We know he's a bushy, and he's a very romantic at heart with the playwriting, and it was a significant moment for your family as well, Harry.
Yeah, so I'm not very up to date with the strong family ties, but what I do know is Andrew's very dedicated, and he just loves reading and being knowledgeable on things that are what make us who we are. And, you know, you wrote in an article, Maggie, that a diary came home, and that sort of thing's right up Andrew's alley, where me and Dad just wake up every day and work our horses and go home, as you can imagine. So, but until you actually see someone so close to you and how much it means to you and what it means to our family, it starts to hit home. And I think that's why this race is so special. Cole McKenna won the Jericho, and what the races he's won, and the business ventures he's got, and it nearly made him break down and brought him to tears of how much it meant to win this race. And I don't care what the turnover or all that crap is on what the race is, it should hang around, because I think as time goes on, teachers in schools will be teaching the kids what this race means, especially in the Warrnambool area. There'll be a big build-up for it. It'll be getting spoken about in classrooms, and that might mean that young people that don't have an interest in racing, they go, wow, what's this race that they're all talking about? And then all of a sudden a young kid turns up at a stable and wants to work in it, and that's what we need at the moment. We need racing to be getting put towards people that don't know about it, and maybe this race, something a little bit different, can do that.
Well, I better tell the story then.
Yes.
I was speaking to Andrew after the race, and your auntie Brig had filled me in on a lot of it. So I was pressure washing the backyard, and she called me, and I couldn't stop riding because it's a phenomenal story. And it's Austy and I guess Andrew are cousins, for those that don't know, and their grandfather, Martin Patrick Kelly, he served in the World War One, and Roger Francis Hogan, which ended up being your great uncle. So they both grew up in the Victorian Mallee, 30 yep. miles from each other. They didn't know each other. So, and they went over to war and they met over there, even though they grew up 30 miles from each other. And unfortunately, Roger Francis Hogan, he wouldn't come home. He got killed by a shell explosion. But Martin Kelly promised to take his diary back to the family, and he did that, and fatefully, I guess, met Bridget Hogan, who was the sister of the Hogan that died, and he'd go on to marry her, and that is, I guess, the rest yeah. is history, and the Coffey and the Kelly family.
And the Coffey and the Kelly name and the Hogan name, they're famous names in the Mallee, and it's remarkable when you think about it, Harry, that they lived only like 30 miles away, and that's how small the world was back in those days, that they didn't meet in the Mallee. There wasn't any Menangatang races, I would imagine, for them to hook up and have a beer, but they met at war. And as you pointed out, Andrew speaks so passionately about this, and that watching that meeting and understanding what Bill Gibbons was all about a couple of years ago, you just have to sit and watch it and embrace it. And you fall in love with that, and you fall in love with the passion from an Andrew Kelly. You fall in love from Rod Lyons, who has won Everest with Nature Strip and all of those big races, but he wants to win another Jericho. And as Harry pointed out, Cole McKenna's done it all in business and sport and racing, but the Jericho brought him to tears because what it meant, because of his family members that went to war. So it's great Racing Victoria have taken over as well. So $300,000 next year, Harry, just with savvy acquisition. So Andrew pointed out in that interview the preparation and the planning to make sure that you compete on this day. How far does it go back, and how difficult is it to prepare a horse to run over that trip?
Yeah, so Dad will be wrapped in this part that I'm about to speak about, because I tell Dad he's very hard on horses all the time, and then he's mad mm-hmm. for the way he works horses sometimes. And I say, you're too hard on them, and that's why our horses can't keep up. But I got showed on Sunday what happens if you work a horse hard enough, they'll just keep running. So Dad and Andrew have done an amazing job with this horse. He's not blessed with ability. But the plan, he bought him a fair while ago, it would have been near 12 months ago, online off the English Digital for around $2,000. He had a rating of, I think it was like 48. And when Dad gave me the news, your dad doesn't really like giving me news like that, because it's another horse in the stable that we obviously have to work that yeah. Could be in the road. But Sav's gone to team captain now. But, he was hard to place at first, getting runs. Then he won a 2,000-metre race at Donald. Neil Farley rode him, and after that, Andrew went on and said, oh, I'd like to get him ready for the Jericho. I don't know if he'd be good enough, but they do have the consolation race, and I think Andrew would have had that in his back of his mind before that was going on. And Dad said, oh, yeah, well, if you want to do that, you want to do that. And he went on and he won a 2,400-metre race at Swan Hill. I rode him, and that was a big day for Andrew himself to win a race at his home track. With me riding it as well, and we were all there, and then we interviewed him on the show after that, and yep. the plan was still sort of in place, and then he ran at Echuca on Melbourne Cup Day in a 3,200-metre race, and he ran okay, but it was probably the best he'd gone. It probably showed that he was sort of up to going over the sort of long-distance trips, and what was going on at that stage, probably a week before, we were doing things with him that you don't usually do with your normal horses. Like he was galloping early in the morning with one horse, and then he'd have a jump out later on in the morning with another horse, just doing two pieces of work with a swim in between, and sort of doing things like Andrew on his lunch break from school would come and give him a swim in the middle of the day just to get some little bit of extra work into him. plus also the stories of him trotting down the back roads of an afternoon in the tard or being put on the jogger machine and trotting for, you know, long periods of time just to get that extra kilometres into his legs. And after the Melbourne Cup day run, it sort of was starting to click into place that the consolation race was a definite go-to. And Dad said to Andrew, how far are you trotting him? And Andrew worked out it was about 15 kilometres a day. And Dad said, I think we are up it to 20 kilometres. And you could just tell, like, that's a long way to trot a horse every day, plus the work he's doing of a morning, plus the swimming. But you could see in the race late how he pulled the whole way and then just pulled out at the 1,000 and went around him, that those extra 5Ks a day might have took some sort of place into it. So he's an amazing horse. Like, horses train off when you throw too much work at him, but he just thrives, and every time he sees Andrew, he hangs his head out over the box and he's ready for the head collar to go on, and he says, you can lunge me for as long as you like or swim me for as long as you like. So the boys have done a great job, but you need to be a real hands-on approach for a horse like that, and Andrew's done a terrific job, and Dad's had a good little bit of a vision along the way.
That story has blown me away. I want to touch more on that because I've got a documentary ready for the Jericho next year. But I'll touch on that a little later. Hillsville Race 4, not far away. And this is a good betting race. King Kaboom. That's what On The Bit did at Ballarat there yesterday for Harry and his team. You with Gareth Hall, Maggie Payne and Harry Coffey, brought to you by the Ultima Hotel, the number one pub in the Mallee. If you're around the Mallee, make sure you get to the Ultima Hotel because Shane Bennett and the team will look after you. Just going back to that story with Savvy Acquisition, we're getting a lot of text messages there, Harry. So wouldn't it be great to promote racing once again? I would imagine Andrew would be up for this as well because he is a wonderful ambassador in his short time in racing, and Austie especially as well. It'd be a great documentary, the build-up towards Savvy heading towards the Jericho and the work that goes into him and what he, like, what the horse means to Andrew and the purpose of aiming him up at a race like the Jericho. I think that would be terrific viewing.
Yeah, that'd be right. And even, like, even if they had done it with Will John this year. I remember it would have been 5 months ago. I was galloping Will John at Warwicknabeal over 1,600 metres. Now, for a horse to be galloping that far early on in a prep, they've already been in work another, you know, month or two before that. So the preparation that goes into these horses that are getting set for big grand final races worth lots of money over massive staying trips is amazing, and as I said, if they had done it on Will John this year, it would have been incredible because he took out a race on Caulfield Cup Carnival and then goes and wins one of our premier country races. So, it could be done with the Sav, or you could go for a bit of a higher-profile horse like Will John. Either way, I think you'd get a good story, and it would give people an incredible insight into what goes into putting into a horse's preparation because I know from dealing with them, Karen Maher and Dave Eustace's team, the work they do is phenomenal with horses, and they get carting them around to all these country tracks and galloping them, and they don't go blistering speed, they just go good, bowling, solid gallops, and it's just to get the K's into their legs so they're ready for when it's grand final day.
Yeah, that is a remarkable insight anyway, what Andrew did with Savvy Acquisition, and then to see what the, like, Declan Maher would have been leading the charge there with the Jericho team, I would imagine, in Ballarat. They've got, 300 horses in work, but to spend time with those gallopers to make sure they're ready to go on a day like that. Let's go to Wodonga on Friday. It was magic to see the crowd turn up despite the weather, Maggie, and thankfully they got that meeting was able to be completed, but it was long odds for when I arrived there on that Friday morning that meeting will go ahead. So well done to everybody involved there. But it was great to see country people enjoy their big day. And it doesn't matter where you're from. Your hometown cup is a big day on the social calendar.
Oh, yeah. And speaking to the club afterwards, they got 5,500 people there roughly. So imagine if it was sunny. But no, it's a credit to the club, the work that they did to make sure that race day not only got ahead with the horses on the track, but off the track was a mud pit. on the Thursday afternoon when I got there, and they put down flooring and they got super soakers in, and, you know, I think the grass will take, lucky they don't race till next year,
yep,
because the grass is going to take a bit of recovering from the underfoot traffic that went from the dance floors, and the pubs were all full that night, and it was great to see racing on the border up there nice and strong, and like you said, get the meeting away. But even if the meeting didn't go ahead, I think everyone still would have had a great time,
yep.
But no, it was a great day up at Wodonga.
The poor person who drew out Black Sail in our little bit of our mini Calcutta there on the Thursday night, Harry, I was feeling for them a little bit, because I remember you telling us that if it rains or the track is wet, the horse doesn't like it. So I think they were hoping for the meeting to get called off so they could have Rick McIntosh call at home in his phantom race call.
Yeah, well, I actually, sorry, Harry, I'll just quickly go. The person that did draw it, I think it was Terry Sabre from Wodonga.
Yes.
And I text everyone, you know, just confirming their horses, and he texts me at 11:30 on race morning saying, well, that was fun for 11 hours. So he made a donation into the kitty. But you might have been happy, Harry, that you didn't have to head up there for your one ride.
I haven't won a Wodonga Cup, and I actually only had the one ride, but my manager actually played it pretty smartly. He said it doesn't like the wet, and I think it is going to absolutely piss down. So I'm not going to take any other ride,
yep,
so that he doesn't scratch and you're stuck with only a couple. So he played his cards right. So we were sort of under the inclination that it mightn't have worked out, but I reckon if it had been dry, he would have scooted around the Wodonga track pretty well, Black Sail. But we get our chance at Pakenham Saturday on their big day. So it's one country cup to another, and isn't it just great for all these communities to be back having fun and doing it? And as you can see, rain, hail or shine, they're getting out and having a crack, as Maggie's social media videos were showing.
And loving it, because I thought the Traralgon Cup, it was a good day there as well on the Sunday. Adam Olzanski nearly tipped the card. He was in wonderful form. He's hard to beat in that part of the world, because he knows those horses that compete around that Gippsland area. Back the front, Adam. So well done there. And this weekend, you ride Ocean Beyond once again for Dan Bowman. And Dan, and of course, a few of your mates, won a race at Ballarat on the bit, dominated once again. And even Dan's having a crack at me regarding, I said that Ashton Rupee would be tough to beat in the Tab Phoenix. And he disagreed with me a little bit. So he's really started to enjoy the greyhounds these days, Harry.
Yeah, he carries on a bit, though. Like, he's very opinionated, Daniel.
Yes. But nah, we love him being that.
Yeah, that's why he gets hurt, isn't it? Because he's,
yep,
happy to have an opinion. But, we were wrapped with the dog last night. He went really well. He's very frustrating to watch because he's a little bit steady out of the boxes. But when given a bit of clear air, what happened last night happened. So we're having a bit of fun. He was injured for a while, but Matt's done a tremendous job to get him back. He had quite an awful injury. So to have him back racing is one thing, but to be winning good races and beating nice dogs is another. So hopefully on the bit, the money that Daniel won can be rolled into Ocean Beyond and we go bang again Saturday.
And there's plenty to look forward to. Pakenham Cup, Werribee Cup on Sunday. We had the team there, Adam Wilkinson, of course, from Werribee, with Mitch Beer on Beer and Skittles. He's looking forward to their big day on Sunday. And they've got the Sporting Zone, the Sporting Globe, I should say, the marquee. So that'll be a lot of fun.
That'll be good.
Yep, and Bairnsdale Christmas races and Balnarring picnics as well on Saturday.
Yeah, it's a busy weekend, the five meetings across the Saturday and Sunday. Balnarring picnics are pretty much sold out, I think, and same with Pakenham Cup. It's great to see them get the standalone again. And, you know, Ballarat and Cranbourne are set pretty high standards, and I think Pakenham are going to achieve that as well. So looking forward to a big weekend.
Where are you going this weekend, Maggie?
I'm going to Pakenham on Saturday, and then I might venture down the road to Werribee.
I met Maggie's old man the other day, Harry, at Wodonga, and he's a farmer from the western part of New South Wales. He's as strong as an ox as well, and he's a really good shearer. And I was talking to a few of my Mallee mates, and they said, we'll take him on any day of the week.
Did you shake his hand, Gareth?
Yeah, I did shake his hand. It was firm and nearly broke my hand.
Yeah. that real firm shake of I'm a farmer, don't mess with me.
And I love the different farming districts, how they all think that they're better shearers than the others, so we should have a shearing competition. Hey, Harry, you're brought to
us. Where are you this weekend, Gareth? You're busier than anyone at the moment.
He is everywhere. He's a machine.
I'm going to Newcastle.
He was in Bathurst last night. When I was tucked into bed, I saw him, you know, about to broadcast live the last at Bathurst. So
it's amazing how
he must have this private
flights.
Jet, Harry, all these cashes he's getting.
Hey,
four legs and he knows about it.
Now, Harry, I would love, we could organise this, maybe one Sunday before Christmas, we can get Savvy Acquisition down to the Ultimate Pub with Andrew. We can tell a few stories, read a few poems, get everyone from the Mallee to come, have a pat of Savvy. He's a bit of a hero now. He's the Mallee's horse, the people's horse, and we might head down there before Christmas on a Sundday afternoon and have a beer. You'd come, wouldn't you, Maggie?
I would come. We're slowly Maggie running in. Out of Sundays before Christmas.
But, say organise that for us, Harry, if you could.
If RSN funds it, it'll be a goer.
We will definitely...
I would definitely hard up for funds all the time to be putting on parties out at Ultimate.
I will look after Shane Bennett and the team at the Ultimate Pub will look after it. Don't worry about that. Hey, Harry, good luck. What's your best ride, dare I ask?
Oh, I'm pretty keen to ride Ocean Beyond again Saturday. I reckon we're about to hit some form and keep on going. So hopefully he can go super on Saturday at Pakenham. First 1,200-metre race out of the new shoot at Pakenham. So they'll be very excited about that.
Looking forward to it. And have you been a good husband?
Yes, I have.
Yep. Early days.
Yeah, Taylor just walked in then and said, who are you talking to?
G'day, Taylor.
Really aware of my radio commitment.
We love Taylor. Good on you, Harry. Well done to Austin and the team. And that was a great insight today regarding the preparation for Savvy Acquisition to win that Jericho consolation. Good on you, mate. Good luck. Stay safe.